Welcome to another episode of History Under Your Feet. Today we take a look at the life of Dr. Raja Ramanna, the man behind Operation Smiling Buddha, the first ever nuclear explosion in Indian history in 1974, one of the greatest scientific achievements of modern India that took place on May 18, 1974. Dr. Raja Ramanna, eminent nuclear physicist, technologist, administrator, a gifted musician, a Sanskrit scholar who was handpicked by Homi Jahangir Baba himself, who would go on to lead the team for Pokhran. Born on January 28, 1924 in Tiptur, located in Tumkur district of Ramanna and Rukmini, he was a student of Bishop Cotton's Bangalore and later Madras Christian College, where he studied arts and literature. His mother came from a well-to-do family, daughter of a district judge with a passion for literature, fluent in English as well as Kannada, composing poems and articles, as well as a very traditional religious lady. His father was in the judicial service, a sports enthusiast. While his early education was in Mysore, he later joined the Bishop Cotton School in Bangalore, from where he developed an interest for classical music. He would later graduate from MCC with a degree in physics as well as a BA in classical music, his twin passions, and finish his post-graduation in physics from Bombay University later on, as well as a post-graduation in music too. He got his PhD in nuclear physics from King's College, London in 1954 and did his research at the Atomic Energy Research Establishment, which is where he gained his expertise in nuclear technology. Along with his work in nuclear physics, Ramanna also continued to follow his passion in classical Western music, Western philosophy, straddling two different worlds at the same time. On his return to India, he joined Bharat, where he worked under Homi Baba on classified nuclear projects, whom he considered his major influence. He had earlier met Baba in 1944 through Dr. Alfred Mitsovsky of the Trinity College of Music. He joined TFIR on December 1, 1949, when it was still in development phase, and began to work on nuclear fission. He would soon contribute in several areas of nuclear physics, as well as organizing the physics program at BARC. Though India's nuclear program was intended for peaceful purposes, it was Homi Baba who steered it towards military purpose in 1954, resulting in two important infra projects. The first was Bark at Trombay in 1954. The other was setting up of DAE, the Department of Atomic Energy, of which Baba was the first secretary. And in 1954, it established the Saras reactor at Trombay with the help of US and Canada. SARAS was a significant event in the history of India's nuclear program. The ideal facility to develop a plutonium device and kick-started the program to develop an indigenous nuclear fuel cycle. When India's first research reactor, Apsara, was launched in 1956, Ramanna looked after the neutronic experiments, while A.S. Rao was the electronic specialist in cosmic ray studies as well as the control and instrumentation work. Homi Satna managed the logistics support, heading the Indian Rare Earths Limited that supplied the material for the swimming pool reactor, while K.S. Singhvi handled the theoretical physics of the reactor. N. Ponu Prasad was responsible for overall design of the reactor, and V.K. Krishnan handled the construction part. Ramanna would make a significant contribution in the process of neutron thermalization, slowing down constants in water and beryllium oxide by using a pulsed neutron source. The neutron spectra emerging out of these moderating assemblies was also studied. Apsara once commissioned made intense thermal neutron beams available for basic research, motivating Ramanna to undertake a program of experimental investigations of secondary radiations emitted in thermal neutron-induced fusion of U-235. The stochastic theory of fragment bars and charge distributions in fission is a unique contribution of Ramanna to fission theory. The theory, which was based on the model of a random exchange of nucleons between the two nascent fission fragments prior to scission, could explain most of the observed features of fragment mass and charge distribution in low-energy fission and their dependence on the exciting energy of the fissioning nucleus. In 1960, Mehru made the decision to move to full-scale production, and discussions were held with Westinghouse Electric to construct India's first nuclear power plant at Tarapur near Mumbai. However, the route in the 1962 war with China meant the nuclear program got distracted. Also, the Soviets at the time occupied with the Cuban missile crisis did not back India either. In the meantime, Homi Baba began to aggressively lobby for nuclear weapons and also began to propagate via broadcast. Lal Bahadur Shastri, as PM, appointed Sarabhai in charge of the nuclear program, however, sounded guided for more peaceful purposes. In 1967, Indira Gandhi became the PM and the work once again resumed with great vigor. However, the 1971 war breaking out and the US presence in the region, the nuclear program was given low priority. During the 1970 war, when the US had sent the USS Enterprise in support of Pakistan, the Soviets countered with a submarine armed with nuclear missiles, convincing Indira of the importance of a nuclear deterrent. After the war was over, Indira gave Bhart the go-ahead to produce nuclear weapons in 1972, putting Dr. Ramanna in charge of the program, who designed the whole device, along with Dr. Homi Sethna, who developed the weapon-grade plutonium in place of uranium. Around 1969, Dr. P.K. Iyengar had toured the Soviet Union and was impressed by the plutonium-fueled pulsed fast reactor. On his return, he began to develop similar reactors, and the secret plant was known as Purnima. In 1974, Ramanna met Indira Gandhi and informed her that India was ready to conduct the nuclear test on its own. Codenamed as Smiling Buddha, the only other people aware of the nuclear test were Indira's personal advisors, P.N. Haksar and Dugdadhar. Defense Minister Babu Jagjivanram came to know of the test only after it was conducted, while Swaran Singh MEA came to know within 48 hours. The Pokhran test was a bomb. I can tell you now, an explosion is an explosion. A gun is a gun, whether you shoot at someone or shoot at the ground. I just want to make clear that the test was not at all that peaceful, Dr. Ramanna Ramanna. Among others were P.K. Iyengar, who designed the bomb. He had previously served as director of BARC, and Arch Dhamaram, chief metallurgist, who would rather play a critical role in Pokhran 2. N.S. Venkatesan of the Terminal Ballistics Research Laboratory developed and manufactured the high explosive implosion system, while W.D. Patwardhan of the HEMRL designed the detonation system. Dr. Homi Sethna supervised the entire project as chairman of Atomic Energy Commission, while APJ Abdul Kalam was there as DRDO representative. The device was an implosion type and somewhat similar to Fat Man that was dropped on Nagasaki. The system was assembled at Terminal Domestic Research Lab DRDO Chandigarh, while the detonation system was at HEMRL of DRDO Pune. 6 kg of plutonium needed for the project came for Cyrus reactor at BARC, while the neutron illuminator was a polonium beryllium type, codename Flubber, developed by Dr. V.K. Iyer of BRC. The nuclear bomb engineered and assembled by Indian engineers at Trombi before transportation to the test site had a hexagonal cross-section 1.2 millimeters in diameter and weighed 1400 kgs mounted on a hexagonal metal tripod. It was transported to the shaft on rails on which the army kept covered with sand, much like Pokhran, who detonated at 8.5 am by Dr. Pranab R. Distidar in a shaft 107 millimeters under the Pokhran test range. India had entered the nuclear club. Just 75 civilian scientists were involved in this project, while among the army, only the COS, General Gopal Gurunath Bevoor, was aware. The nuclear test considerably boosted Indira Gandhi's popularity of the 1971 war. Both Homi Sethna and Raja Ramanna were awarded with the Padma Vibhushan, while 5 other project members got the Padma Shri. The Nuclear Supplies Group was actually formed in response to Pokhran 1 to check the international nuclear prohibition that effectively ruled out any nuclear exports to India. And it was only in 2008 that this was waived off under the nuclear agreement with US. Canada, which had assisted in building of Cirrus reactor, froze nuclear energy assistance for the 2 heavy water reactors then under construction. Though the US initially expressed its displeasure of the 1974 test, it concluded that it did not violate any agreement and proceeded with the June 1974 shipment of enriched uranium for the Tarapur reactor. While Indira awarded Dr. Ramanna the Padma Vibhushan, Saddam Hussein approached him in 1978 when he was on a visit to Baghdad to develop their nuclear bomb. "You have done enough for your country. Don't go back. Stay here and take over our nuclear program. I'll pay you whatever you want." This is what Saddam Hussein said to Dr. Raja Ramanna. Needless to say, Dr. Ramanna was literally scared out of his wits by Saddam's proposal, and after a sleepless night, took the first flight out of Baghdad. That was one narrow escape from him. In later years, however, Ramanna called for peaceful usage of nuclear energy and advocated disarmament. He would later serve as director of DRDO and was a scientific advisor to the Defense Ministry in 2000. He was a gifted musician to an expert piano player. He has authored a book on the structure of music and raga in Western system, and his autobiography, The Years of Pilgrimage, is worth a read too. He also served sometime as Minister of State for Defense in the VP Singh government and was nominated member of Rajya Sabha from 1997 to 2003. And he was closely associated with IIT Mumbai. Dr. Ramanna passed away on September 24, 2004 at the age of 79, but his legacy would forever remain in the program in the form of Pokhran 1 and for his sterling work in India's nuclear program, especially after the sudden death of Baba. Thank you for listening.